Yuma Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet 2-4. We now talk about the third and fourth of the lotteries. So Pais HaShlishi, the third of the four lotteries, Chadashim LeKatoros Bo V'Haifisu. They announce that whoever has never yet done the Katoros, the incense offering, they should come and take their chances with this same lottery method. The reason why we're only letting new people is because there was a special segula, a special... It was fortuitous for people who, they had a special bracha for those who did the Katoras, that they would get rich. This is based on the fact that at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, he gave a bracha to Shevet Levi in Devarim Perk Lam Gimel, Psukim Yud, Yud Aleph. It says, Yasimu Katora Ba'apecha. He, meaning the Kohanim, whoever's doing it, the Kohen, will place the incense before you. And then the pasuk says, Barech Hashem Chelo. Hashem will bless this person's possessions. So it's understood that the person who has the opportunity to bring the Katoras and offer it also has the opportunity to get a special blessing from Hashem, and therefore is that would make them rich, and therefore there was sort of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So whoever hadn't yet done it was invited to come do it right now. Hypothetically, if everyone had had a chance to bring Katoras, then they would just open it up to everybody in the Beis Av. They wouldn't give it to somebody else who wasn't, you know, in today's Beis Av on duty. Okay, but the Gemara says that actually never happened. Now, oh, by the way, also similarly in the afternoon, when they did the afternoon offering of the Katoras, again, they did another lottery. Unlike the other lotteries mentioned in the Perek here, the lottery for the Katoras was done again in the afternoon, because we want to give everyone a chance to do Katoras as sort of a very coveted opportunity. And the other people, like, for example, we said back in the second lottery, whoever was chosen to do the different roles for the Tamid Shel Shachar did the similar role for the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. V'ravi, as for the fourth of these lotteries, which are done after the third, Chadashim Im Yeshanim, both new and old, come back. Everyone, doesn't matter if you did it before, everyone participates. And it's for the role of Mi Ma'ale Evarim Min HaKevesh LaMizbeach, who is the one who brings the limbs of the Tamid that had been placed on the lower half of the ramp up and placed onto the fire. So the reason why we don't have the same people who put it on the ramp now put it onto the fire is because the principle of Berav Am Hadras Melech, when we have the glory of the king is increased with the multitudes. That being the case, we want more people to be involved in Avodas Hashem. According to Rashi, the pshat is that one person will put all of the limbs on the fire. That's how most learn. However, the Ritva and some others learn that they're actually going to be, again, the same breakdown as before. Well, again, those people will bring, each will bring the limb. There's six people who will bring six different parts of the animal up onto the fire.